A McLean County board member says his own party has turned redistricting into a charade. Republican Josh Barnett says he proposed the county establish a bipartisan advisory panel to help develop new district maps. Those maps will shape county board elections for the next decade. Republican majorities have been trimmed in the last several elections. Barnett tells Eric Stock County Board Chair John McIntyre dismissed Barnett's idea for purely political reasons.
He dismissed it outright. Said he had absolutely no interest in appointing a body like that. In fact, he went on as we were talking to talk about the growing threat on the board of Democrats joining, the ramp up of Democratic voters and campaigns within the county, and that he was most concerned about doing what he could to try to contain that. He then went on to ask me what I thought about adopting a four-district plan with five members per district. He said that such a plan could be constructed, such a map could be constructed, I should say, so that you could draw in large red Republican areas of the rural parts of the county into Bloomington Normal to help offset the Democratic gains on the county board. I told Chairman McIntyre I didn't like the idea, and I thought it sounded like a good way for the county to get sued through gerrymandering.
Were you surprised by that reaction to your idea?
I was very surprised. I have always, thought that Chairman McIntyre was approachable, was sensible, was even keeled. I was very shocked at his reaction. And, he has always, from his seat on the board, talked about the need for cooperation, talked about the need to work together, talked about the need to set politics aside and do what's best for the county, and those are all things that I value. And I was very shocked at his reaction to this, but it was obvious to me as we were talking, he had papers in front of him that he didn't show me. He had papers in front of him that had information on it about the population breakdown, the Bloomington and Normal and the outlying rural areas of R&D breakdown, I assume by precinct again, he didn't show them to me. He told me that some people had already been in to talk to him about redistricting and that a plan was being formed or had been formed.
Now, when you say people, whom are you referring to?
Well, at that point, I did not know. That's all he would say. I asked him, I said, who has been to talk to you besides me? And he refused to tell me.
The chairman has said that this has been a transparent process based on the 45 or so people that have spoken publicly and given their thoughts on this issue. Do you feel the issue has not been transparent?
No, it hasn't been transparent at all. That is all window dressing for what is really going on in the background. So after I got done speaking with the chairman about this proposal to form a bipartisan commission to take care of redistricting, that evening, member Wendt called me, George Wendt. George Wendt said that he had talked to the chairman, and George said, I understand from the chairman that you have some questions and some concerns about how we're approaching redistricting. And George went on to tell me that he was crafting a map and a plan to try to stick it to the Democrats. He was planning to draw all of the Democrats who are currently on the county board into one district and make them run against each other, with the exception of Lizzie Johnston, who lives in Northeast Normal. He was going to draw Lizzie out into the country, so there was no way that she could possibly get reelected with all the Republican voters out there.
As you mentioned, gerrymandering has been an issue at the state level. It's done at the congressional level. What's wrong with it being done at the county level as well, as elected leaders look to maintain their party control? And it is your party as well.
I understand it's my party. And I've heard some things from some of my colleagues on the county board. They say, the Democrats do it to us in Springfield. It's like, that doesn't mean that it's right. Okay. I mean, if you look at the county board map right now that George Wendt drew 10 years ago, and who has gleefully admitted to multiple county board members over the years how he henpicked precincts here and there to try to put more Republican voters over here or contain Democrats over here. The current maps are an absolute mess. I mean, if you look at District 9 in particular, the way it snakes across the bottom of Bloomington Normal, gerrymandering serves no one but entrenched politicians. It does not serve the public. It's not for the public good. It's to keep a power base intact. And I don't care what party it is, if it's Republicans or if it's Democrats. It should not be going on, and it shouldn't be allowed.
That was McLean County Board Member Josh Barnett with Eric Stock. Barnett says Board Chair John McIntyre told him he would back Barnett to succeed him as chair when he retires if Barnett went along with a five-district plan. McIntyre denies Barnett's characterization of their conversations. He says a number of groups, including both political parties, have been working on various map proposals. McIntyre says he is trying to get the two sides to come to a compromise. Barnett also says Republican State's Attorney Don Knapp and a former county board member presented their own four-district plan to McIntyre before the election last November. State's Attorney Don Knapp denies having any involvement in redistricting. The state's attorney would be one of five members on a commission that would draw the maps if the county board can't agree on a plan by July 1st. County board member George Wendt declined to comment. The county board is scheduled to vote on a plan tomorrow night to keep the current 10-district format.